On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ollie Cole.
A rise in thefts of defibrillators in Kent is putting lives at risk, according to the police. 16 of them were taken from places like sports clubs and village halls in the county last year, up from just 3 thefts in 2015. Andy Bonniewells from Chatham Town Football Club, their defibrillator was stolen last summer.
Someone just broke in and pulled the door open and made off with it. It's just endemic in this area. You get quite a bit of mindless vandalism.
The kit can be used to restart a heart following a cardiac arrest. Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat says stealing them doesn't make sense.
They're not terribly expensive. They cost a few thousand pounds. They're the sort of things that many, many parishes, many churches, many community centres raise money to buy for the whole community, and to see them being stolen, it's completely pointless.
KMFM News.
Police have launched an appeal after an attempted robbery in Margate. The victim, a woman in her 20s, was approached by a man while walking along an alleyway off Northdown Road in Cliftonville between 9 and 10 past on Thursday morning. It's claimed she was hit over the back of the head before being asked for money. The man fled empty-handed after members of the public intervened. We've tweeted a description of him at KMFM News. Officers are investigating after the unexplained death of a pensioner at a home in Maidstone. South East Coast Ambulance were called to Upper Road at 8:20 on Saturday evening, where a woman in her 70s was pronounced dead at the scene. Next of kin have been informed and police remain at the scene. More at kentonline.co.uk. A new law means councils in England must now take all reasonable steps to stop people from becoming homeless. Councils will work with people at risk for 56 days. Previously, it was half that. Matthew Downey from the charity Crisis is pleased with the changes.
Since really 1977, when the first homelessness legislation came into force, there's been a bit of a divide where some people get assistance and others don't. So this ends that. It won't solve everything, but it's a great step forward.
Stats out at the end of last year revealed more than 2,600 people in Kent don't have a permanent roof over their heads. A man's died in hospital after suffering what's been described as a medical episode at a Kent railway station. The 63-year-old is thought to have been taken ill after having a row with someone at Headcorn Station on Friday. British Transport Police say they're still investigating and want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. The current manufacturer of British passports has been given an extra 2 weeks to challenge the government's decision to award the contract to another firm. De La Rue has threatened to sue after a Franco-Dutch company won the bid to make the new post-Brexit blue passport. The Prime Minister's spokesperson says the standstill period between a contract being awarded and its final conclusion is being extended. Work's due to get underway later to fix a large sinkhole near Maidstone, close to where hundreds of new homes are due to be built. It's appeared on the edge of a field in Barming, causing large cracks to appear in Broomshaw Road. Several homes were left without water. Ellis has been to the scene for KMFM.
Bottles of water were handed to residents as the water supply was disrupted for around 5 hours on Sunday. A cordon has been put up to stop people from getting close to the hole in the ground.
Building work is yet to start on the P Fields development. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson has opened up for the first time about the story behind his battle with depression. Hollywood's highest paid actor spoke to the Sunday Express about his mother's suicide attempt, his failed American football dream, and the struggle that followed.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
A new signing for Kent Spitfires and a bad weekend for the Jills. With more on that and the rest of the day's sport, here's Nicola.
Well, defending triathlon champion Alistair Brownlee will carry England's flag at the opening ceremony of Australia's Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. The two-time Olympic champion says he couldn't turn down the chance despite competing the next day. Tomorrow will be the first time he's ever been at an opening ceremony. Football and Gillingham have dropped a place to 15th in League One following a shock 4-0 defeat to Southend. They conceded all of the goals in the first half, which also saw captain Lee Martin sent off. Boss Steve Lovell thinks the ref might have got it wrong, though.
He's gone in, the fella's got to the ball before him, and I don't know, I'll have to look back at it again, but I don't see it as a red card from where I thought it was a free kick, yeah, but a red card, and he's given 7 or 8 bookings in this game today, and it wasn't that kind of game at all.
You can hear more reaction from the manager at kentonline.co.uk. And fast bowler Harry Podmore's left county championship cricket side Middlesex to join Division 2 rivals Kent. It's reported he signed a 3-year deal.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
KMFM weather.
Breezy with a mix of sunshine and showers today. Highs of 14 in Canterbury, 12 in Gravesend.
Weather.
With Caffin's Sayat, your local motability dealer. North Farm, Tunbridge Wells.